in Derry to discuss plans which could see some of them being forced to move elsewhere to keep their jobs. There are proposals, of course, to move up to 50 administration jobs from Derry in an overhaul of health administration. Staff in the Western Trust's finance and HR departments are among hundreds of workers who could face redeployment and a 150-mile daily round trip to work, or indeed even redundancy. Alan Law from the trade union NIPSA was at the meeting last night. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Amber.
How would you assess, first of all, Alan, the mood of that meeting last night?
Frustration and almost verging on hostility towards the lack of information that's being shared with the staff.
Who was there then, and what answers were people looking for to what questions?
Well, the presentation was by the project team involved in leading on this issue, and the staff had very direct questions. Is their job involved? And that seems a very straightforward and understandable question that somebody would want to know. Is my job at risk? Am I involved in this process? And that was one of the questions they couldn't answer. And it really was staggering that there's a public consultation on proposals that aren't yet finalised.
Maybe that's the reason they weren't able to provide any detailed answers, Alan, the fact that it is very early days in this process.
Well, the team behind us talked about being involved in feasibility studies of shared services since 2007. So we would robustly reject any suggestion that this is early days in any process. This, unfortunately, appears to be a complete shambles. And certainly from NIPSA's point of view, we will be asking that the current consultation is scrapped until many of the questions that are legitimately being asked are answered.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have been trying to speak to somebody from the department about this particular proposal. We tried yesterday to try and get somebody on just to give their side of the equation, if you like. But did you get the sense last night that some of your workers are now maybe resigned to the fact that they're going to have to move to keep their jobs?
No, I don't think people are resigned to the fact, because even the very senior management and the trust were there last night, and that no one had answers for staff. The sense of frustration that the answers aren't there, that people don't really know what this project is involved, and yet there's headline figures of hundreds of millions of savings, and when you try to dig down into how is that being justified, you get answers that, well, those are assumptions, those are projections, and to anticipate that you're going to go forward with a massive project involving the redeployment of staff all over Northern Ireland with no definitive answers seems to me to be completely foolhardy. Mark H. Durgan from the SDLP was there last night, and he was very critical of it, and in fact made a glib remark that the project manager could win a Guinness Prize for the number of ifs in one sentence. It was just that shambolic.
Okay, Alan Law, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That was Alan Law from the trade union NIPSA, and as I said there...